From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The Senate has approved a bill that would extend unemployment benefits for people who are out of work for up to 20 weeks. Also in the bill, an extension and expansion of tax credits for home buyers and new tax breaks for businesses that have been losing money in the down economy. The bill goes back to the House, where quick final passage is expected. After an attack on its staff, the United Nations says it will temporarily relocate several hundred staff members in Afghanistan because of fears for their safety. The BBC's Andrew North reports from Kabul.
The United Nations move will mean almost half its international staff of 1,300 being pulled out of Afghanistan for up to a month. In a statement, it said it was a short-term relocation so that additional security can be put in place to protect its national and international staff. It's a response to the Taliban attack last week on a guest house in Kabul used by UN workers, in which five of its foreign staff were killed. The UN said key activities such as deliveries of food aid would not be affected because they're run by local Afghan personnel.
And that's the BBC's Andrew North in Kabul. At least 400 Native American leaders are expected to meet with President Obama today for what's called the White House Tribal Nations Conference. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Brian Bull reports, participants want the president to pay close attention to their needs.
Among those attending is Rick Hill, chairman for the Oneida Nation of Wisconsin. He says the U.S. needs to honor their long relationship with the Oneidas, who helped American colonists during the Revolutionary War. Hill says the Obama administration can best help his tribe with health care, protection of ancestral lands and burial sites, and honoring treaty rights.
They haven't been honored or recognized for a very long time. The president has taken the time to visit Indian country. He was running for office, and now he's keeping his commitment in terms of building this stronger partnership.
The president was even adopted by Montana's Crow tribal on the campaign trail. Hill says if he keeps his promises, there's no reason why he couldn't be adopted by more. The president has proposed $17 billion in the next fiscal year for tribal agencies, including the Bureau of Indian Affairs and Indian Health Services. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Madison.
The New York Yankees have won their 27th World Series. They beat the defending Philadelphia Phillies last night in New York by a score of 7-3 in Game 6. Phillies manager Charlie Manuel said the Yanks played well and deserved to win, but he also expressed some pride in his team.
We didn't play as good as we can, but at the same time, we also played a real good team who did a good job, and they've had a great season.
The Yanks' Hideki Matsui was named most valuable player of the series. He homered, doubled, and singled, and he tied Bobby Richardson's 49-year-old record of 6 RBIs. Stock prices have been down around the world today. This is NPR News. After marathon negotiations, California lawmakers have come up with a plan to conserve and share the state's overstressed water supply. But much of it will not take effect unless the voters give their okay. NPR's Ina Jaffe has more on the story.
Water has long been one of the biggest sources of conflict in California. Farmers want to irrigate, environmentalists want to protect wildlife, and the cities keep growing. So the package of projects that was just passed by the legislature has something for everyone. It requires cities to reduce water usage by 20% over the next 10 years. It also establishes new oversight for the all-important Delta, the transfer point where water from Northern California begins its journey to the cities in the south. There are also measures to monitor groundwater, restore some ecosystems, and increase storage. But much of this depends on the state selling $11 billion in bonds, and those would have to be approved by the voters in November of 2010. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
President Obama is reportedly planning a visit to Capitol Hill tomorrow to push for passage of health care overhaul legislation. The White House hasn't confirmed the plan, but congressional officials who spoke with the Associated Press say it's in the works. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she hopes to have a health care bill on the floor for a vote on Saturday. It's not clear when and under what conditions the Senate might pass a bill. Tropical storm Ida has formed into a Category 1 hurricane off the Nicaraguan coast this morning. The storm has already knocked down trees and power lines on Nicaragua's Corn Island. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.